Hello and welcome to our podcast Investments in Panama. I'm Klaus Hupp, and in our new episode I would like to speak about the tax system in Panama, the different tax rates for your income, and what makes the tax system of Panama so interesting for investors. So please enjoy our podcast. In Germany, you sometimes get the impression through the media that you don't have to pay any taxes in Panama. But this is totally wrong. Panama has a progressive tax system in which tax rates and rules are clearly defined. In general, you can say that the taxes in Panama are lower and easier to understand for investors, entrepreneurs, or citizens if you compare this, for example, to my home place, Germany. And the tax system in Panama has as well a very positive feature. There's a big difference to many other tax systems around the world. Panama has a territorial tax system, which basically means that Panama only taxes the income that is earned within Panama's borders, so inside of Panama's country. For companies and investors that are resident in Panama, this means that foreign income is taxable in the other country where the income occurred, but not in Panama. And of course, you should declare your income to the tax system where your income is from. And this is really a significant difference to, for example, to the German tax system, where you also have to pay tax on foreign incomes that occurred in other countries. Here's now a brief overview of the tax rates in Panama. You will find this as well in the description of our podcast and as well on our homepage to read it. For the corporations in Panama, there's a corporate tax. This means a flat tax of 25% on the income of these corporations. Of course, all the multinational companies that are established in Panama, and there are around 250 of them, like Nestle, Adidas, Procter & Gamble, that have all their headquarters for Latin America in Panama, they have their own tax rate for Panama income. But in general, for a normal corporation, there's a corporation tax, a flat tax of 25%. So let's have a look for the personal income. As I mentioned before, there's a progressive tax system for the personal income. And that means for salary, for your rent, for example, as well, from your properties. And that means all the income between 0 and 11,000 annual income, there's a tax rate of 0, so you don't have to pay any taxes on it. From 11,000 to 50,000, you have an annual income tax rate of 15%. And from each dollar above 50,000 US dollar, you have a tax rate of 25%. The capital gain tax in Panama is 10%. This means you have to pay 10% on all your capital gain that you have in Panama, for example, as well, of the gains between buying a property and selling it again. The income that occurs from interest rates, this means, for example, when you have money or cash on your account in Panama and the interest, you won't have to pay any taxes on this income. This means it's tax-free. And this is interesting as well for all the people here in Europe, for example, or in Germany especially. We do not have any interest rates on our bank accounts, so we already have to pay minus interest rates for our cash that we put in our accounts. But in Panama, on your US dollar, Panama is a US dollar country, you still get quite nice and interesting interest rates, and these interest rates are tax-free. As well, there does not exist any inheritance tax in Panama. The real estate sales tax in Panama is 2%. This means you have to pay 2% on the sales value of your cell. Let's have a look at the property tax in Panama. Most of the properties that we have bought until now in Panama City, they are still exempted from the property tax, most of them until the year 2030, so for 10 years more. It all depends when your property was constructed and when it got their occupancy permission. For example, real estate properties completed before the end of the year 2011, they are usually exempt from property tax in Panama for 20 years. So it all depends if you are more interested in a second-hand property, and then you have to look in which year it was constructed, or if you're looking for a brand new property. If you buy a brand new property right now and it is not your first home, your first family home in Panama, so it's more that you are an investor, the tax rates are the following. It depends all of the value of the property, and from $0 to $30,000 you don't have to pay tax on it. From $30,000 to $250,000 US dollar you have to pay 0.6% per annum. From $250,000 to $500,000 US dollar, you have to pay 0.8% per annum. And every dollar above $500,000 is taxed with 1%. It's a progressive tax system. That means, let's say you buy a property for approximately $300,000, you will probably pay around 0.7% per annum. All the mentioned rules are for the modern part of the city. This means for the modern districts. For the UNESCO old towns or Casco Viejo, there are special tax benefits. This means, for example, if you do a restoration in the old town in Casco Viejo, you will get a 20-year exemption for the property, for the property tax. For 10 years you won't pay any tax for your rental incomes. And for another 5 years, you won't pay any capital gain if you sell your property that you restored. All the mentioned exemptions for Casco Viejo belongs to the property and not for the one who restored the building. This means a new buyer of the already restored property will receive as well the benefits that are still valid on the property. The government of Panama is offering these special tax rates or exemptions for the old town because they are very interested that all the district of the Casco Viejo will be totally restored. Until now, about 50%, this means the half of the buildings are already restored and the others not. So as you see within the property taxes, there are different rules and exemptions. So please feel free to ask us for more detailed information about that. And finally, the value-added tax in Panama is 7%. So as you can see, the tax rates in Panama are quite simple and interesting. There was recently published an international study about the most business-friendly nations around the world. Business-friendly means, or is defined as, where it is mostly efficient to establish your own business and to run your business. And in this ranking, Panama gets the place 11. Panama as well is quite famous since 2016 for the Panama Papers, so the called tax haven. From my perspective, Panama has done a lot since 2016 to establish a lot of compliance rules regarding KYC, so know your client, your customer, and to ask for the ultimate beneficial owner of the assets that comes into Panama. Panama tries to fulfill all the international standards and rules regarding tax transparency, and the OECD confirmed in February that Panama meets the tax transparency standards and that Panama has made a great process regarding to move towards full transparency in tax matters. It's very important as well for me to clarify that we are no tax advisors, so, and of course that we do not provide any tax advice. But the idea was to give you a short summary, an overview about the tax system in Panama, how it works, and what are in general the main advantages of the system. If you are interested in an investment in Panama, please feel free to contact us. And as well, we are very happy to bring you in contact with good tax advisors or tax consultants in Panama or accountants. I hope you enjoyed our episode Taxes in Panama. All the best, Klaus Hub. This was another episode of our podcast Investments in Panama. Further information about the podcast you will find in the podcast description and as well on our homepage. If you enjoyed our podcast, please feel free to give us a like or a good recommendation. All the best, your Klaus Happ.